107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is great to check in with Pat McKenna. She's the Executive Director with Kiwanis Festival Stratford, with lots to talk about. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Jamie. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to check in again. So we have lots to talk about. First off, let's talk about a deadline for submissions that has been extended. Can you talk about that?
Yes, we're very happy to give the schools a little bit more time to prepare their submissions this year because we understand that they've just been given permission to get their musical groups back together, so they haven't had a lot of time to practice yet. So we're extending the deadline for schools only till Wednesday, April the 20th.
Okay, but the entry deadline for other classes remains from Monday, April 11th, is that right?
That's correct, yes, because we have a whole group of adjudicators who have very busy schedules, and we need to stick to the deadline that they were working with.
All right, fair enough on that. Can we talk about Family Treasures? This is a digital concert that has been happening, and what's this all about?
Well, it was originally intended to be at least a hybrid concert in February on the Family Day weekend. We were hoping to be able to present some of our performers live, and some others would join us through a recorded submission. And the public health rules were changing at that time. So it became a digital entertainment. And Rogers TV has been a wonderful partner in letting us air episodes of a concert 30 minutes at a time instead of putting the whole thing on one night. So Sunday night has become our night on Rogers TV. We have the first episode had to be at 6:30 because of a previously scheduled hockey game. But for the next few weeks, we have a time slot on Rogers TV at 7 o'clock on Sunday night, and we are airing our Family Treasures benefit concert. It's a telethon-style benefit. We're not requiring somebody to make a donation. We're hoping that people will pay what they can to support the good work that this festival is trying to do. And when we're done the Family Treasures benefit, we are actually going to use that time slot to share the performances that our participants have submitted for our adjudicators to evaluate. So it'll be a chance for people to see the performances that they would otherwise be able to come in person to see in a traditional year. They'll actually be able to get to see them on either Rogers TV, or we'll put them on our website as well so people can see what work our young people are doing especially.
Well, that is just great. So make Sunday nights, reserve Sunday nights for Kiwanis Festival Stratford. What a great idea.
We hope people will do that.
Absolutely. What a great idea. And of course, there's the website, KiwanisFestivalStratford.com. And also, Pat, can we look ahead to Stars of the Festival in May? Getting very excited about this.
Well, I'm thrilled to be able to say that we are finally be able to do something in person this year. Our Stars of the Festival concert will take place at Avondale Church on Tuesday, May the 10th. It's had to move around a little bit because the weekend we had intended it to be is Mother's Day. And we don't think people would like to leave home on Mother's Day. So we're doing it on Tuesday night, May the 10th at 7 o'clock in the evening. And we're quite thrilled to be able to offer a live performance opportunity again and a live audience, too.
Oh, we certainly look forward to that. So there's Family Treasures, the digital showcase that is happening. Again, the deadline for submissions extended for school groups. And, of course, we look forward to Stars of the Festival taking place Tuesday, May 10th, 7 p.m. at Avondale Church. Boy, we look forward to that. And, again, the Kiwanis Festival of Stratford. Is there anything else, my gosh, Pat, that we haven't covered? Or if anybody has questions in terms of submissions or how the process works, what's the best way?
We're available to answer questions on the phone or through email. Our telephone is 519-273-3011, and the general email address is info@KiwanisFestivalStratford.com.
This is such a vital part of our community, Kiwanis Festival Stratford. And as the tagline goes, where emerging artists play. And that's really what it's all about right there, Pat.
It is, and it's emerging artists of all ages. I have been given to understand that the last year or so of the Kiwanis Festival before the pandemic, and I wasn't with the festival then, there was an evening called Later Stages for older emerging artists. And quite probably we're going to find an opportunity to schedule one of those this year if we have enough participants, but certainly next year as well, because we want to showcase the full range of emerging artists who participate in our festival that way.
Well, there you go. KiwanisFestivalStratford.com is the website for all the details. Of course, we'll share the info on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with MyStratfordNow.com. Is there anything else, Pat, or we just look forward to more great showcases?
We're looking forward to going back to the traditional format. We know how eager people are to be able to do that again. But we're trying to introduce elements of it this year as things are opening up again. And that includes the presentation of trophies, which we weren't able to figure out how to do last year, but we're going to do it this year at the Stars of the Festival on May the 10th.
Okay, so more good news with Kiwanis Festival Stratford. Pat McKenna, Executive Director, thanks so much for this, Pat, and we'll have to check in again soon.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, Jamie. Thank you.